Welcome to the Tortoise Quick Take Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Today, a senior member of Tortoise provides a timely update on trending topics in the market.
Hello, I'm Tortoise Managing Director and Portfolio Manager Brian Kessens with this week's Quick Take Podcast. The U.S. oil rig count increased by 3 last week, the fifth straight weekly increase, and unexpected increases in U.S. gasoline and crude oil inventories cast a bearish sentiment across the commodity. Crude oil stocks rose 1.6 million barrels, and gasoline inventory jumped 452,000 barrels. Consensus expectations were for draws in both. It is notable that part of the reason for the bump in crude oil stocks was higher imports, and that gasoline demand is solid, higher 2.6% year over year. Nonetheless, crude oil ended the week lower by nearly 6%. Natural gas inventories, on the other hand, reported the lowest build ever reported for a week ended in July, with an injection of just 17 BCF. The injection is the 12th consecutive injection that was less than the corresponding week last year and the five-year average. High temperatures drove demand from gas-fired generation and lower production growth combined to help set the record. The gas rig count actually fell by 2 last week. No surprise, then, that natural gas prices ended the week higher by 3.5%. Energy stocks ended the week lower, with MLPs down 95 basis points, producers down 50, and broader energy off by 2%. Last week marked the first big week of earnings reports. Midstream companies generally reported earnings in line to slightly higher than estimates. The largest midstream company to report, Enterprise Product Partners, had higher fee-based earnings somewhat offset by lower marketing margins associated with narrower crude oil basis differentials. Enterprise also noted that some LPG cargoes were canceled due to more limited global arbitrage opportunities. That's likely one reason for the lower propane prices we've seen in July. Ethane prices can expect some support in August as Enterprise expects to announce commissioning of its ethane export terminal soon. Upstream companies continue to focus on production growth. The largest single basin for crude oil production is the Permian at about 2 million barrels per day. The largest pure play Permian producer, Pioneer Natural Resources, reported last week. Pioneer raised production growth a second time this year, 15%, and highlighted upsized version 3.0 fracs. The company is now fracking wells with 1,700 pounds per foot of proppant, 100 feet stage spacing, and 15 feet cluster spacing, compared to version 2.0 that used 1,400 pounds per foot of proppant, 150 feet stage spacing, and 30 feet cluster spacing. It is estimated version 3.0 wells are outperforming 2.0 wells by approximately 15%. The refiners generally reported decent results on the heels of lowered expectations. The largest independent refiner, Valero Energy, noted a couple items to look for in the back half of the year. First, Valero indicated it is now starting to blend winter-grade gasoline due to ample supply of summer-grade. The refiner also said its 2016 biofuel blend costs are unchanged, even given the recent run-up in RINs prices. For utilities, the warmer weather is positively impacting earnings results, and the lower-than-expected 2Q GDP growth number last week of 1.2% gave investors a sense that the Fed may not raise rates anytime soon, a tailwind for utility stocks because their performance tends to closely align with interest rate sentiment. Finally, updating crude oil production, the EIA monthly reported production declined 53,000 barrels per day in May to 8.9 million barrels per day, or 800,000 barrels per day below the peak reached in April of 2015. Onshore supply is down 930,000 barrels per day, with Gulf of Mexico actually higher by 200,000 barrels per day. We continue to expect to end the year with production levels at 8.25 million barrels per day, and note the weekly's estimate, current production at 8.4 million barrels per day. This week, expect the deluge of earnings announcements to continue, with the majority set for Wednesday and Thursday. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for joining us, and stay tuned for our next cast. Have topics you want covered or other feedback to share? Write us at info@tortoiseadvisors.com. Nothing contained in this communication constitutes tax, legal, or investment advice. Investors must consult their tax advisor or legal counsel for advice and information concerning their particular situation. This podcast contains certain statements that may include forward-looking statements. All statements other than statements of historical fact included herein are forward-looking statements. Although Tortoise Capital Advisors believes that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, they do involve assumptions, risks, and uncertainties, and these expectations may prove to be incorrect. Actual events could differ materially from those anticipated in these forward-looking statements as a result of a variety of factors. You should not place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. This podcast reflects our views and opinions as of the date herein, which are subject to change at any time based on market and other conditions. We disclaim any responsibility to update these views. These views should not be relied on as investment advice or an indication of trading intent.